A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced the stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge. Nxa sikhangela ke cooking oil i2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku-$15 yaya ku-$27 kuzobuya ke i2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku-$18 isiya ku-$57 kuzobuya i5 kg ye flour kathesi sizokuthiwa ke si-$76. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu abaningi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela ekungceleni lapho ungabhadala khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo ukuthi ke nxa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafelejele sibili ngokweze khonokho kunjalo ke plesa.
Wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo. Vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru. Kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuamerica, pula, rand nedzimwe. Ichiti iyo ndozviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa. Asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona nganga murapwa achida. Asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu. Vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyangwe vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho. Hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana, asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma. Nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura. Nekune rimwe divi vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera. Ndo nyaya tira kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi. Uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMP. Kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogiramu anokwana kuita iwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg ndochaunokwanisa kutakura, asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board. Nekudaro makasununguka amwadiwa kuti mpinde muchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of Informal Traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kicks. Good evening, viewers. I mean, or listeners, if I mean it that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. So that prices will go down, but the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009, mm-hmm. and then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized, and then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level of price stability, which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The prices indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars. Okay. For no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, mm-hmm. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion U.S. dollars as a country in exports. Mm-hmm. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use U.S. dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in U.S. dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They have asked for further reforms, but the path we are going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction. The direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its markets, which has been begged by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we are freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currency was being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njiweni. Baba Njiweni, sa kwamukela uhlelo.
Hey, Gibbs, unjani?
Nongiphile kakhulu. Ye. Akutsho baba Njiweni, uzwile wamponda uyakhuluma lapha, uzaphendula ngesikhiwa briefly, ube suqhubeka nje, khulume ngesiNdebele. So, ube utshaya ngamafishane sibili kakhulu. So what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
This is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross border for us as CZTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day they were speculating. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I said to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they're already able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that. But what I think is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in this mechanism to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can put in the bed. So in Kavangu Timina, Utawa Lulu, kina besithi khona ngamele kulo zindaba yemali leyo ukuze amasuthenga kuhle lokhali ngoba ama-rates wezinja every day, ama-prices wezinja every day, ukuthi umuntu can't budget now for the next day because ama-rates akuyekhwelile. So abantu abacontrola i-foreign currency kade bebebadithethe i-pace in terms of what we buy. But at the same time also, umuntu ongatholi i-foreign currency bekunzima ukuthi aphile ngoba i-pace idithethe abantu abathola i-foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for abantu abathenga izinto phandle abathengisayo njengathi abantu abazisebenzayo abantu abaningi esilabo behambe bethe iziphandle belizwe. So besekunzima bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kathi bathole i-foreign currency ukuthi bayethenga izinto phandle ngoba sukuthi baphile. So like I said, ngesikhiwa ngathi i-WA sword kunzima asikwazi ukuthi what is there for, what is going to happen tomorrow. So this SI 142 created the uncertainties. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue, The problem is that right now, abantu abatrust the currency yet. Ukuthi it will have value.
Sima kona po ye. Yes, sima kona po ye. Oma fichan si. Trust lo kola lava.
Erika, story mkoma Gabriel. What's the say? Magadi mkoma Gabriel. Aiwa, tirinandi mkoma Blessing na mkoma Gibbs. Varipanya anga nasi. Tipeo funguwa zenyi. Aiwa, apana chaka ito.
Magadi mkoma.
I was a bit of
money.
Tunotenda zikuru mkuma Gabriel.
Natenda mkuma Blessing.
Regai titi vamponda vapindure. Vamponda pindura iti nzwendo. Nga manzuka sataro na mkuma Gabriel.
Ndafibu. Mkuma Gabriel wata wana mbunzo chayo Joshua wari raiti papa kuti. Pane ya tinga tima information gaps. Kuti I think Reserve Bank. Ne Minister of Finance. Ne huru mende pachesa. Wanafana kuita inozi ya information campaign. Yeye ku sensitize avanhu vachinyatso udza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi yeye yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubank mumachechi muzvikoro pese paungoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairport pese pauri ngapawanikwa paine information iyo inonyatso explainera vanhu kuti chaitika chii. Ipapapa ndio pangamukaro pakuti vanhu lose confidence a bit ndosaka maprona maprice achita overreact. There is no justification kuti mafuta anga achita $10 abva aita $27 the next day. Hapana justification Blessing ipapo ikuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement. Iyo tikangoti ifie yakangobata vanhu kuti ah asikuziva kuti chii chaitika saka munhu angokambura mari yako anisi yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear. Ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndoto vakurudzirwa izvi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuwese nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unonge watengesa kana wakudai wekuatengesa kubank kana kubureau of change. Saka ipapo painformation gaping ndotaura zveshuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chaurichiita dollar for two angari tuma US dollars haava kutaurai. Saka ukatarisa rate iriko izvozvo rate yandaona kubank I think is about 7 or 8 kubank nhasi US dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars. Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price Blessing ipapo ndoda kuti vanhu vapakatisise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar saka zvinhu zvatodzika avo varoti kuti handi kupinda kwaita vamunangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti mabond notes neva bond coins akaintroduceswa ne old government ya president Mugabe former president vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo ende mamovements avari kuita ndekutraya kukorekta zvinhu yekuri yekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira hamtiwa makaona nezuro chaiya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana ichatambirima foreign currency dzimwe nyika ndo zvadziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanija ikonomi yayo yega hamukwanisi kumanija ikonomi muchishandisa mari yekunze asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserawo nyika dzekunze kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka ipapo nyika haisumuke zvekuti vanhu vari kuimporta chero mvura chero machira embogadzirwa David Whitehead aya akungoimporta wabva kunze mari inowandwa nepressure inocollapse because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mukaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa iti higher value madiamonds atiri kutengesa izi rough diamonds we should process them locally oitwa value addition zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira ndo zvatofanira kunge takutarisa beyond having our own currency because ikaita even our own currency it's really backed by exports currency iyo inenge iri weekend inoramba ichicollapse ichidepreciata saka tinofanira kunge takuita mamwe mamoves ekuencourage maexports things like horticulture yataimboita muzimbabwe zvokuti aimpota exporta maruva achienda kunana england kunana holland zvinhu zvinofanira kukurudzirwa netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maus dollar vanenge vaemawo amwe izvo zvinoencourage kuti rambe ichiexporta zvinhu ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports anoibheka currency iyo inenge ichinetseka sakaizvokumazimbabwe ndo government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita tine platinum tine gold tine madiamonds and tine chrome netobhako yatiri kuexporta which is supporting the currency we need to export more
tinotenda vamufonda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs
yes lo baba ke umukandle foni wotisiz kuti uba umukandle utini baba mukandle ungautshona njani
hayi ngiyaphila baba linjani
siyaphila mukandle ungaphi emhlabeni lapho
angumukandle mugandle osebhinga
o mugandle kunjani ebhinga
kunzima kubhururwani
indaba wakunyumba
zvinhu zviyadhura mwenzuma kwayo maloko pomi kwakona ta kuti bzatekepo kuno
kunzima
kunzima usasevenze ngapa yazii zvinhu sezvatwanisa kumbe kangaki ngaki kazii malesingasaisevenzilei esinganzihlupa kuzosi ayazisokuhlangene gonkele uno mumbu wokuti wasingasauhambisa kweminye imango tinangapa yazisitenga ngomumbu esitolo inkomo katesivese kwaye ngizidinga iinkomo zokulimisa sokuthi asingasahambisa umumbu yazisokunzima sokunzima okuthi sesikulala nezimbabwe
so ungavele uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani njengoba sekuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela so nxa uthwalela abanye ke kuzokumele lenzeni
ikho kungimangalisayo mina abazali bami abanye bakhathana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ngaphensenga esiyabhuwa so ngingasengisiyabanceda kumbe sengisiyadinga iinkomo yokuthi ngizame ukuzinceda ngilime so kuthiwa sengibotasehamba lo mumbu wangkhona sengiswele ukuthi sokuyikuyini imali zangkhwane ezikade zisinceda ngazo amayusa kumbe amarandi ekade sisebenzisa ngawo vele lawo sokuthiwa sevaliwe futhi sisebenzise njani asisakwazi ogogo kade bephiwa imali lama-n g os kathesi kuthiwa sibehamba zebehambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhenki akula mabhenki okuthiwa sihambe ma-interbhenki wangkhona labo asilabo thina ngapha manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zangkhona sesiswele konke kuvele sokunzima ndoda
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so khonapho-ke singathi intengo ngokudime njani ezitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibe
khonokho kukhulu nabanye amathukela sabo-34 amakhuke kubo-50-60 khonapho kunzima vele thina njengapha vele imali besingaselandaba besisebenza ngomumbu esikhathi esiningi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke ebhinga kusasa ba
hayi ulungile
yeah so Blessing the caller is saying that you know they used to use the rand the dollar and other currencies but he says that they're no longer using it and now grandmothers and granddaddies they've got a problem he says they used to get money from NGOs and so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. Since there are no banks around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? Mm-hmm. So he says that's a big point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we've got a caller or two.
Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect the money. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect the one, Baba.
Maybe
before go to Undiweni, so see abantu ukuthi kule bantu abasilandelayo lapha ku Facebook uMazinyane Chuma uthi lami ngona Dube uzimo khona lapha ke ukhol ruler uthi umponda how can you generate foreign currency when there is so much corruption in Zimbabwe. Says that's impossible. Then uChuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singazozikusenelise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sibuyele kuba uNdiweni, baba uNdiweni, anti uzwele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke nxa abantu behola imali. So abantu bayahola from ama NGOs. Kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabhenki. So yinkinga ngakhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana. Izalukazi lamaxhegu so kumele bedondolozele besiye emabhenki. Besiyakwenza khona kuthiwa interchange. Utshintsha imali ku-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane labantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli. Kumbe mina ngithi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bebe emabhenki. Umuntu ebehlala ekhaya kithi kumele agada ayegopoint ayetshintsha leyo mali. Sokuba nzima. I think in the interim, maybe we are sharing some mobile in the exchange platforms. So now I'm not saying to deal with the problem. They would like to use my land. We get the good for now. We learn the easy. So we have to access those facilities in our schools. Otherwise, so we will be cool and the. I think also I agree. I think the seven is a civil, not serious in a user. Kumele ibe backed by ama exports because angeke survive nxa ungalabhala so payment. I agree that we need enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which kumele to invest in industry. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi our industry is obsolete, equipment ekhona isifile indala igugile ngiyantolontolo but kuyadinga ukuthi khona na sizame ukuthi siqalise kakutsha si-embrace kumbe sibambe i-energy kuma-industry okwenzela ukuthi siproduce si-export and sithole foreign currency. Izindlela le ayisoze yaphila ngiyatsho ayisoze yaphila ngenxa yokuthi ayizobhed
ama-exportso
ngiyakumelana siyekhulumileyo sithi
ye siyabonga kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho. So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. And so he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, Sloban Nkumani. What is this? What is Sloban? Yeah, it's on Sloban Void. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello,
Sloban. Yeah, Peter Void, Gunja. You know, who meant Utima Lay, you got to see Pamanis in Disney?
Ai, yepambanisa yona le yabo le ngasinjiswa.
Mhm.
Yepambanisa yona le.
So singathi wena wena katesi unqa uthola imali useZimbabwe kanjo eh baba Derek.
Eh.
Nqa ungathola imali iUS dollar uya ngapi la?
Ah. Kade sasawa sizobuya ngazo kodwa iya divesi isebenza ngoyini isebenza nje.
Mhm. Kumbe uyagcina usiya kosiphatheleni kumbe ebhenki kumbe ngapha sikwazi bhenki
one bhenki bazithi sibophisa
ngokuthi uyathi ungene ebhenki khonapho uhlubojwe hayi siyezwa kakhulu. So wena ubona zani ukuya phambili kumele kwenziweni una ngombono wakho mnumzana?
Hayi bona mele balungisise kati amaminista anafola anafola malizi
hasi singazi khona apho sizabuza. Lo sibongile kakhulu Derek uwadiwa kusasa wa
kulungile.
Yeah, so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah.
That's what works. You know, he says the bond, throw it away, that's it. Yeah.
let's go to I think we have another caller. Mkoma surprise Magadi.
Sipho makati ngwa blessing.
Aiwa tiripoti pe opfungwa dzenyu.
Taida kutaura wana baba anonzwa mupondawo.
Mhm.
Taida kutaura mamirira akaita hurumende yedu kuti hurumende yedu chayo iripo hatichavimba nayo.
Mhm.
Nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti munoona kuti tiri kuti isusu tiri kunzi tapirwa mari mazimu dollar handiti.
Mhm.
Ari kunzi apinda. Iko zvino chinotipa guarantee yekuti mari iyoyo yakasimba uye inotisvitsa kure chii.
Mm-hmm.
Chimwe chinhu zvakare ndechekuti tida kuzivawo kuti ko chino guarantee yedu iri papi pamari dzekunzi tikatumira mari dzedu kubva kusouth africa kuno kwatiri tichitumira kuzimbabwe tinodziwana mari dzedu ari ma US mutemo yavo iri kungochinja any minute inongoreka neyachinja. Chotipa garantii yekuti hazvichinje chingava chii nokuti zuro uno bondi chairo chairo rakanga riri musystemu chinzi 1:1 asi rakaguma ronzi harisi rongonzi harisi 1:1 from nowhere. Saka iko zvino izvi chatipa garantii chingambova chii?
Vamuponda pindura itinzi
apa chiri kuita ndechekuti macurrency reforms kaeprocess is not an event yobandambotora payata kuti nyaya yekuzoti tishike patiri nhasi yakatangira kumabond coins tika explain kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri. Asi chai chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndechekuti izvozvo vanhu vatotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari maus dollars utopiwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi maus dollars uri kusouth africa ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atotopiwa mari iyoyo. Saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika. Hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu apuwa bond note iye atumirwa marandi ayo asi kuitika izvozvo. Asi chechitatu blessing chandinoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndechekuti nyaya yemacurrency reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as an event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka. Aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta muchiadjasta kusvika masvika chi pamunofanira kusvika. Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara chingowana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF, World Bank nana Britain nana America vachitibatsira because Zimbabwe has never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu. Ndosaka chida strategy inonzi import substitution. Zvataa kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing. Ukatarisa mota dzaapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petrol. Petrol inoimportwa handiti mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency. Saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position. Zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaiitika over many years. And tinawo maimports atatiita ari unnecessary blessing. Ukatarisa ndanichiona izvozvi Zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth 8 million US dollars mavegetables for that matter. You know thing and we've got all this land. Saka ma policy issues atiri kuita anofanira kunge ari ainini yatinoti goal congruence yekutageta same specific goal. Atingati ma policy in piecemeal yekuti taita ichi uku tasirira. Saka these policies should be in one line such that ku agriculture tiri kupusha towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. You remember there that I am going exporter to EU to get a foreign currency. Maru, I am going exporter to EU to get a foreign currency. There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. It's not that my core is hitting. Like I'm asking, but we got to carry the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. Now, when we come to the country, we need to take a call in the mama to our app. Mukatasa instrument, Zaire, it's very clear. Zaire Kutawara. It would have no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer, otherwise not through the GMB. And if there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. So you can't come to Chibagi, it's subsidized in Zimbabwe. So the GMB is going to take Chibagi from a producer at 900, and it is. You have to take a Sera Kuna Mila at 700. Like if I park away, just within me, like I'm not doing money. I know they don't price back. I think of GMB, it is 700. All those price back, it's GMB, it's 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses because to back is, you know, it's affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. You know, how are you going to have to back? You don't think of GMB when you're not a farmer. You go to an account. This instrument is very clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing through Facebook and other social media. So in as a radio, it would be good the way you're going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if our government, you know, if you do a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise the such that it's not taken by those who paid of fake news, as if one around the globe, again, things like that. I feel it's repeating. So you can also not remember Chibagi, don't say Chibagi GMB. Don't try it.
But we want production. Gibbs, yes, you're starting a Slovani, you need to kill up a blessing money. Yes, to progress in so what I want to go along in the Jove Uti, a Linjalbalele, in the Ruta Port, each one spec. I long Austin, who know what to say Ruta Port. Who's aware along and you long like Uti Ice Sonke, in Semons, Zambia. Umtutus in Jove, Utin Karen for Nagola Manch. Zamma for it to a Nomaganjan. Who's aware Upayana La Utin Akela for it. So,
but Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here? Because from what the people are saying, failure is an option. What if this fails?
There's an option, obviously, because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank, and they've got a staff monitoring program already in progress. So some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank, IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They're also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting. And after considering this, the effect that it can have on the people, that distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effect of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not in US dollars. It's a new currency that's being introduced. Hence, you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what you call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating so that it gives you, it will be more. That will allow you to export more to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn 100 US dollars. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to 100 US dollars. It should be something more to your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mponda,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
For the world. So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players, but I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, kind of the business. So even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware. They were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They think for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now I think yes, the caller lapha ke umkhwebo. Umkhwebo kunjani icingweni? Uyangizwa umkhwebo?
Yalizwa kahle kahle.
Yeah, unobona njani ukwenzakala umkhwebo?
Yeah, indaba leyo ingane yasinda. Iyasinda sibili ngendlela is the fact that i-currency reform le ekhulunywa ngobaba lo wabadinga babo Mponda. Ifana logatsha lesihlahla. Isigatsha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle, isigatsha akula ngayo indlela esingaphila ngayo. Othi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicumba ukuthi selekazingwethu singenza kahle sithoma izalo, kodwa isikhathi leso sivele sisedlule. Engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyelenye emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo. Uhulumende esikhokhelayo usekudengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane, lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ethiwa ngumana Africa.
Ye, siyayikhumbula sibe yayilale team yebhola.
Imana Africa, imana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in-hard currency kumabhenki eZimbabwe. Bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa bafica ukuthi yayisiziwe nguhulumende. Osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ekupheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali. Engathembakali anjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwebu is one the problem. But all what you're saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government used.
Is actually being sued, not only by Mwana Africa. You remember Rio Zim, of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still, you know, in distress because of that. And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much-needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? So he says, no. The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all. So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi.
Baba Makadi nini?
Aisu tingotamba. Tipeo fungwaze yu mkoma Caleb.
zvirutaura namukoma mbonda ndinozvinzwisisa. Vari kutaura bati hapane rimwe wei kuti government ingagadzirise zvinhu izvi vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakabvuta tisingadhuri. Kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvino mapraizes kana uchitenga $2.21 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirungu kachavari kutaura ichi strategy yegovernment iri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinjiri wezimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kutiita because ezvino govenment zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita mapraizes kuti ngari hayi hatizuza kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachiitenderedza tenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks wati wati chachirungu ichi ngatiregeze mabanks izvi tiite zvekuitira kuti isusu tigute thenivo kana vachienda mumabanks vainge ivo vatigadzirirewo isusu tiwane zvakawanda zvekuitira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana tafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu ichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vatole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying our listener is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread. You know, so he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English, but when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day-to-day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuwendi. Hey, Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho khona? Ndlovini, unjani?
Anizwa.
Yeah, uyasizwa Ndlovu.
Kodwa ngiyalizwa kakhulu.
Yeah, akutsho wena ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakala esibaba.
Mina ngisebenzi kahle kahle into le ngiphatha kabuhlungu ngoba manje ngiyadriver, ngisendleleni. Ngifuna ukuya ekhaya. Tolo laphana kithi kubatopo ngile tolo and isitolo leso izinto bengizithenga ngapha e-South Africa ngale ekhaya bekwazi ukuthi bathenge amarandi. So manje ngithenge ngene bathe bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngale amadola ngizositoka kuphi mina ma bethenga ngale amadola lawaya.
Kade uthengisani-ke Ndlovu?
Ngithengisa ngegrosali into ngezithathe nokudla ezi-fish oil ilokhu veni iflawa lamarayisi.
Manje suvalisile ukuthi hayi akusasebenzi
kufuna bavale ngifike mina ngoba kusize ukuthi bathenga amadola akhona ngizositoka kangikuphi duke ngoba into lezele iyitoka ngapha e-South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngiye ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha e-South Africa
ngiyisede
mese nginayo duke yabona.
Pho manje ungavala kubeka baba kubeka Ndlovu ngulalele Ndlovu
ngithi ngiyavala tube ngoba kuyafana into ade ngiyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amadoda angapha egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitole sami ngithi babathuna abadala bayekuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitoke izinto zami zibuyele zihambe kuye khona bethenga langalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitoka ngapha so manje mali bethenga lana amadola ngizositoka ngaphi mina so ngikho ngithenga ngcono bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngizani ngizositoka kanjani ngedola labo le engingakwazi bethenga kuphi mali.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadela kusasa baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga Dube, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matombo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store because it has been placing orders in South Africa in rands and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So he says he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He's now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So we are going to tomorrow. Baba Moyo, we are going to possibly Ubaba Ndlovu bekhuluma sithi sevale lesitolo khona ngale matopo. pho izisebenzi vele ziphila njani?
Ah, kuba lobuzima lapha ke sike esaboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Abavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayigcina kumbe ufuna uthengane imali yankhona ayikwanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istopi yawo liyabe lihlala lokuyikhangele ngokuthi imali yankhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yankhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke kuphela ukuthi bekhweze
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela, so sizabuya kuwe baba moyo, sicela uthede ukuze sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what moyo was saying is that you know, they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth. And then the business, just as usual, says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to shut down. Because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess we've got a caller.
Tina Bama Vinze, Makadi. Bama Vinza.
No fara, and the fara for the piece of Chirunga. Mulla, now we are in the Pabut. One is Anuayata. You look at that away in that Tina. One no got about the man who Anuga made the pitch course of the Achasata, Botor, and Gita, but there is a pretty picture of the group of South Africa. South Africa is good about Esco, Babia, got rich, but there is Esco.
As we're in Gua, Evama Vinze. Baba Vinza, azitore nguva here. Pabwe yakabhadhara zviri kutora nguva.
Aiwa, hapana 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 dimareti haikabonetsi bapazi babo padhuza apa kuti kaya yabhadharo. Nyepo. Munoona kuti nyika haitongwi nekunyepa asi bamhuza kutonge nyika. Nau dzirunde tanhu ezvanhu pefu ari kudhireje zvinhu kuda kuti asvike kuna election 2023. Kaka dzise mareforms ari kudiwa kuti tiende kuma election zvakabheka. Hamuna ngabva ane problem yekuti dai ndaigwa kutotaura nawo ane marong advisors. Sekuti izvo zvichinja hazvidi kana MDC kana chii. Hamuna ngabva ana maadvisor ari right. Tikaedwi kana kumasanction aibviswa. Hino ari kuramba kuimplimenta zvo zvaakazibvisai. Anhu oramba achitambudzika hatisi kufara pakugara kwetikiti kunze kuno uchitambura kudai. Ichitupa munyika dzisi dzedu hatine nhamo yekuti tatiri kusenza kuti tibatsire nyika yedu handiti ndozvo zvakashata ndikumbira amupota ataure chokwadi every day tinoseenze kuportugal tinota crome inobve kuzimba platinum inobva hazvijeki kuti mari yacheri kuendeti aagari kutaura kuti azi platinum nezvese zvikutengesa tirikudai mari yacheri kuendeti zvo hazvina kujeka handiti edu ine zviwanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashoma-shoma tikashei mazimba sedu vezemazimbabwe ngaangwarire mangwana achichauya tekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku kuchasimudze hondo dzozotiwo achazotamburawo zvinonakidza achine pfuti dzaakabata achiri pamatongo asi achazonge akutizawo zvetiri kuita kutize kunyika kwedu ngenhamo ndo mazwa angu ngaataure chokwadi anhu ezanu pefu ngaadzidzotaure chokwadi chete kuti tatambudzika tisanyepa
gotikanyepaatinyika tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hondo tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi todzoka kwamuri vamuponda ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe ine zviwanikwa zvakati wandei asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu. Rimwe dambudziko ndiri kuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori. Vamwe uchizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha. Mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende.
Ipapo blessing and ndazva zvangu mataurira aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muZimbabwe. Isu tese hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika kuti maprize ari kukwira every day, hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kufesa mari yacho muhomwe make. Zviri kurwadza muZimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti maprize indava aramba kubvaramba achikwira kudai. Zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei, chichi hatizvikwire, mainput acho achinjere. Ndopatiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabor vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable. I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks, and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai. Nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana chabva tadai, nokuti vanhu vanenge vachiti speculation. Ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva, but date racho haribude reichozivikanwa nevamwe vashoma chete. Uriri even vari muzanup f acho havatozvizivi date racho iro, rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndovanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya. Izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho. Saka zvatinoita kukurudzira pamamiriro aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanyonoita hasha dziyedziye dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaurayo, nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yao iri kugadzirika, asi hazvi kugadzirika at the rate of which pese tinoda. Takaita kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi, asi hazvigoneki. Maexports tinawo, asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition. Yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatinotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muZimbabwe, asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakudzoka yamoto yakunzi $20,000. Ndopanimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire. Instead of kuexporta iri forger, ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aprocesswa. Zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o
tisaexporta
raw diamond.
Tinotenda vamuponda, rega titore muteereri wekupedzisira.
Ye baba mupofu, poza lokucina konapo ngove peli ndamubva. Ngosi baba mupofu, ye poza lako baba mupofu ukona tsomwe.
Ye ngona wapi?
Ye ngamapichani sibili sikarisa sipelile. Ye uribona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Anako kwenzakala eZimbabwe kukutsunga kakhulu.
Iyi radio iyo yakadzi kupambanisa, sida kungenisa kuhlelo luzayo isikhathi du mfanekayo. So kedwa next week sizasilawo ngeMonday. So ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawo sibongile ebofu wabo. Pressing time is up.
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.